Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sleeper Wire Show, and this is the big one. Yeah, we got a big week for you. Week 14. This is where a lot of playoffs are starting. And without further ado, I'll introduce ourselves. I am your host, Nick Sumrall. And joining me on today's show, of course, I have Dirty Jobs, Dirty Mike with us. Mike, how are you?
Not too bad. How are we doing this evening, Nick?
Good, good. And we've got our good friend, Max, Pretty Boy Max, joining us on tonight's show. Max, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good, pretty boy, you know. Things are looking up for me, I guess. I'm getting nicknames from you. Adam called me Money Max.
Well, there you go. Money, Pretty Boy Max. There you
go. Something needs to stick, or I'm just going to become a boxer.
Max, at least you're getting nicknames. I'm just Nick Sumrall. That's it.
Yeah, but like you're main host Nick.
Well, I guess so. Well, anyways, we've got a lot to cover, way more than just nicknames for each other. This is it, guys. I want to say, people, you're probably not listening to us, but the ones who lost last week, you know, we're sorry. You know, maybe if you listened to us, you'd be winning. Or maybe you just had one of those teams this year that you just couldn't get there. And that's unfortunate. Did you guys have any teams like that this year in any of your leagues?
Have you seen our league?
With the Sleepwire program?
No, like our personal league, the Super Wire League of Champions. Yeah. Did not do well in that league. Every decision I thought I was making was the right one, and my own advice I was giving to the fans. Yeah, everyone in our group knew it already and took every player I wanted.
Yeah, that one's a tough one to try and win in. I will say that. What about you, Mike? Any leagues you struggled in this year?
Nope. The one league I had really bad luck in that I didn't make the playoffs in, it was, I had OBJ, I had Dalvin Cook, I just couldn't rebound. I was heavy in both of those guys in a lot of leagues. Jordy Nelson, I mean, it was just a fantasy slaughterhouse for my teams this year, but, you know, just good, solid waiver wire pickups and things of that nature. Played my money right when I had fab budget. So, no, I didn't really have any of those bad ones, you know. Looking at Lucas, that guy was the highest scorer in our league, and I believe he's in 10th place in that Sleeper Wire league.
That is the most frustrating thing to me, is being one of those high-scoring teams and getting those bad beats, like, you know, during the regular season. I had that in both my money leagues this year, but I pulled it out. I made it to the playoffs. I this year my money leagues were the ones, you know, those are the ones I always focus on the most. I don't, you know, I mean, yeah, I'll try to pay attention to the Sleeper Wire League a little bit, but, you know, or the Pro-Am, you know, I check in on that, see how we're doing, which at least in the Pro-Am we're doing well, Max. You know, we're not doing too bad in that league.
Well, I'd hope not. I mean, that's where we need to shine. If we didn't tell people about our internal league, no one would know. We could all just lie and be like, yep, won it. Killed it this year. And they'd be like, yeah. How many internal leagues do they run?
Yeah. Hello. Our teams are all 13-0. Come on.
That's crazy scoring.
Yeah.
I had one league this week where I had to have three people lose and I had to win to make the playoffs. And it happened, so I'm pretty stoked on that.
Dude, last year I was in a league, and it bums me out because the league got disbanded. And it's a fantasy league I've been in forever, so this is the first year. I haven't done it in like 6 years. I got in the playoffs. I think I was 5-7, but my entire division was 5-7.
Oof.
Dude, going into the week, I was in dead last. I ended up winning in a blowout, and I had the most divisional wins. Made it to the ship, lost the ship, but, you know, got some money for coming in second. So crazy stuff happens. That's kind of the cool thing about fantasy. And, you know, if you're one of those teams who snuck in, that's why we're here.
Exactly why we're here. And this is why this show, listening to us, and this weekend going to Sleeperbot and, you know, listening to the Sunday Blitz and doing all that homework this weekend is so important, because you guys are the ones that are riding in thin and need our help to get to that championship. So let's do it. Let's all work together to get us all there and win some money or just bragging rights, whatever you're playing the game for. Let's help you win it. What do you say, guys? Should we get started?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Woo, yeah. Get into it. Let's get enthusiastic about it, guys.
Hell yeah. It's playoffs, baby.
Playoffs. Woo.
I had a 10-hour work day and did a lot of research for this show, so I don't know how into it I can get with the shouting.
Well, you're going to work on it.
I mean, by the end of the show, you'll be show.
Yeah, I'll by try. The end of the show, you'll be shouting.
I'll do my best. We'll get you there.
All right, so first bit of news, guys. Let's talk about it. Rob Gronkowski. Gronkowski suspended for this week. Big hit for a lot of teams who had him. So what do you do? You know, the waiver wire is probably pretty thin at this point. I have my guy. I think you guys will agree. I think the one guy you had to go out and get this week, if you didn't get him, sorry, but you had to go for Cameron Brate, in my opinion. He was probably the biggest guy out there on waivers for tight end to fill Gronk's shoes.
Brate is good. What's the tight end's name for Houston, Stevens, is someone.
Steven Anderson?
Is it Steven Anderson? I thought it was Stevens.
No, it's Steven Anderson, yes.
Steven Anderson, yeah, sorry. I'd probably look at him, too. Houston loves using their tight end. Cameron Brate is definitely going to be a good pick for you. O.J. Howard kind of scares me there, but there are still options, as bleak as it may seem, without Gronk. But with Gronk, that hit Gronk did, dirty. Smith, not dirty. Juju Smith, Nick, we both played football. Mike, I've never asked you if you played before, but let's assume you have.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you put your shoulder pad into the chest of someone else, that's a clean hit.
Agreed.
That's how you're supposed to hit someone. Now, if they wanted to throw a taunting penalty on there for him standing over it, totally get it. Yeah. Totally understand that. But, like, this penalty on Juju was literally because Shazier had just gotten hurt, which, praying for him, I hope he's okay. Mm-hmm. And I understand he'll probably never play football again, but I hope he's able to walk and comes back healthy and strong. But if you're without Juju and Gronk this week, Gronk, he deserved to be suspended. Juju, he didn't.
I agree with that. But yeah, I mean, listen, that's a whole nother thing. That's a whole, you know, a whole nother show, in my opinion. But I agree.
It's beneath that.
No, I understand. But I agree. But as far as replacements for Gronk, Steven Anderson, another one not so bad. For me, I'm so behind Cameron Brate just because Jameis Winston is playing, and this is his guy. O.J. Howard, Fitzpatrick's guy, you know. So I see Brate being the guy you can pick up and plug in this week. They have a decent matchup this week. They're playing against the Lions, so not a tough matchup. You know, pretty good for tight end. Yep. Mike, is anybody you could think of that you'd also replace Gronk with this week off waivers?
I guess not really off of waivers. I think that's about it that you're going to find at this late in the season. There's a lot of guys I like in the tight end position, but not guys you're going to be able to grab.
Possibly Njoku? Is that his name?
Yeah, David Njoku, yeah.
He might be available.
He could possibly be still on the wire. I would still say Brate or Stevens would be safer than him because it's the Browns, and, you know, it's the Browns. But, yeah, I mean, those are two solid options. If they are not available on your waiver wire, email us. Go to our website, submit it, submit who's on your waiver wire for tight ends, who you plan on dropping, and we'll try to help you out there.
So here's a bit of news, guys, on some of the players who have been dealing with concussions that you need to know about, you know, just so that you're prepared and you have maybe replacements ready for them. Good news, you're getting Amari Cooper back, who has cleared the concussion protocol. Still missing practice, though, with the ankle injury. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword there. Good news, he doesn't have a concussion. Bad news, got the ankle injury. But we'll see. He still may play this weekend. We'll keep you updated. Doug Martin, full participant in practice this week. And clear the concussion protocol. Not as great of news the way he's been playing, but we'll see this weekend. Zach Ertz still in concussion protocol, but practiced on Thursday.
Not. He's actually
cleared. Oh, he's not.
He cleared concussion protocol this evening.
Got it. Okay, so there you go. So late news coming in. He cleared concussion protocol. Because I was going to say, that's a little weird. How could he practice if he's in concussion protocol? All right, so he has cleared concussion protocol and is practicing. And Joe Mixon did not practice Thursday. So those are some of you guys around the league that have been dealing with concussions. Joe Mixon, most likely going to be the player out this week of those four. What do you think of Gio Bernard stepping in for Joe Mixon this weekend?
He's the most rounded running back they have, and I frankly think he's better than Joe Mixon. I know we haven't been on many shows this year, Nick, with your schedule, but Mike can totally agree when I say, or can back me up when I say, I do not like Joe Mixon. I haven't liked Joe Mixon. His numbers haven't been good all season. In a PPR league, Geo gives you the best bet. In a standard league, if you need to play a Bengals running back, I would still go Geo.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Geo, because here's the thing. There's going to be a lot of running backs this week. Maybe you've picked them up off waivers. Maybe, you know, like, because there's going to be teams that have either no running backs, which Geo Bernard, perfect guy for you to pick up, hopefully, this week. Another guy, too, Mike Davis. From Seattle. I liked what I saw out of him. I don't know how you felt about him, Max, especially as you're a Seahawks fan. Did you have any comments about him?
He looked good. The backfield of Seattle is really hard to keep up with. I know Carson's is coming back soon, so maybe Pete Carroll won't want to establish who the lead back's going to be because he really likes Carson. That being said, if you need to play him, he's your safest bet. But Pete Carroll says Eddie Lacy's starter. Thomas Rawls a starter. It's a new guy every single week. That's a backfield. That's a backfield to me. Like, the Patriots backfield, I understand more.
Yeah, it's very true. It's been a very interesting situation for Seattle, to say the least. So, but my point was, you got options this week. You could be picking up off waivers. Or you could be a team this week that you have too many options. Which is very possible. I'll give you my example this week. I have a tough decision to make this week in my one money league, okay? Here are my running backs. You guys try to help me figure out who to start. I can have either start two running backs or two running backs and a flex, and, you know, my flex being a running back. So help me out, guys. Melvin Gordon, Jamal Williams, Kareem Hunt, Alfred Morris, Alex Collins. What do I do?
Well, you're starting Alfred Morris. That's just too good of a matchup.
I mean, it's a PPR league as well, just so you know. We'll point PPR.
Read them down one more time.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon, Jamal Williams, Kareem Hunt, Alfred Morris, Alex Collins.
So obvious picks, play Melvin Gordon.
Right. That one seems the most obvious to me as well.
The least is going to be Collins, because Pittsburgh can. It's going to be between Hunt and Williams. If you are in the camp that Aaron Jones is going to take a lot of cuts out of Williams' workload, I don't agree. He's done great being the starting running back.
That's how I feel, too.
See, I want to say Williams. I do. Because, honestly, he's done great. He's playing Cleveland. That's what you're looking for. But when you're playing Cleveland, garbage time, that's probably when Jones is going to step in. KC versus Oakland, I just keep saying this every week. If Andy Reid wakes up, Hunt will be great. He averages 4.4 yards a carry, even when he's playing quote-unquote poorly. So Williams is probably going to be safest. I'd start Kareem Hunt because I'm a risky person, but I'd probably go Gordon and Williams.
See, now I have a flex spot as well. My flex options could be any of those running backs, or I also have Josh Gordon and Cooper Kupp.
PPR?
PPR.
You're playing Josh Gordon.
No.
Oh, you're not? I saw what he did last week. He passed my eye test. He looked like a dominant beast on the field.
To me, you're riskier
going with Williams.
I'd have to check Charkandrick. Let me do that real quick. Charkandrick West status right now.
Josh Gordon was 4 for 98 or 4 for 89 last week.
4 for 85.
4 for 85. So, and that's against the San Diego cornerbacks. Like, that's no small feat.
I just think I don't know, man. That's the thing.
Is a full point PPR. I'd flip a coin between Hunt and Gordon, and I'd be fine with either one. I'd honestly probably feel safer with Hunt, with Gordon, rather. I'd feel safer with him in a PPR standard to get me 14 points, to get me the 80 yards, 5 catches. You know what I mean? That's what I feel comfortable with Gordon being, which is a great number two receiver in my eyes. Throwing the potential for a touchdown, you're looking good. Green Bay's defense has stepped up, but Josh Gordon, like Mike said, did pass the eye test. That being said, Hunt has the potential, and we've seen it this season before, to put up huge numbers. And Oakland's defense is as bad as Kansas City's.
So as much as I agree with that, like, I just can't trust Andy Reid to utilize Hunt the way he's supposed to utilize Hunt. To me, you just cannot do that right now. To me, that's a way riskier play than Josh Gordon.
Honestly, I'm going to have to agree. It kind of is. It's risky to play Hunt.
And that's why I think, like, with both of them being risky, I have guys like Cooper Kupp and Alfred Morris who I think are a little safer.
Alfred Morris, to me, is a must start. Yeah, he looked great last week. He's taking over that backfield. He's getting the domination. They're starting to get clicking on that offense.
I feel like it was a revenge game for him against the Redskins.
I feel like every game's a revenge game for Alfred Morris. I mean, the guy doesn't get used as much as he should. He's a fantastic running back, and he always finds himself playing second fiddle to somebody who's worse than he is. In this case, Ezekiel Elliott is the exception. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott's way better than Alfred Morris, but I just can't believe Alfred Morris is happy being there as a backup. He should be a starter. He's a fantastic back. To me, I think you're starting him, and I just, like I said, I can't get away from Josh Gordon this week.
See, and this is the issue I present, is that I'm not alone in this. Now, maybe my situation is unique, but there are going to be a lot of people out there who have situations like me where they're loaded with talent because you've played the waiver wire really well, or you're in a league where people don't recognize the talent on the waiver wire and don't snatch them up, and you've gotten yourself ahead. But it's a problem, and as always, everybody says, oh, it's a good problem to have. Not really. I hate when people say that. It's not always a good problem to have, because it's a problem. Who wants a problem? Good or bad? I don't. Yet I have one. I will have to.
When you say it's a good problem to have, though, I mean, it's like, it is, it's still a pretty good problem to have. I mean, you're trying to figure out who's going to be the best of the best. I mean, you're like picking out of the all Madden team here, right? So when you look at it like that, then I don't know. To me, I would rather have that issue than trying to figure out who I'm going to start, Danny Woodhead or Travarius Cadet this weekend. That's a real problem that people are having right now.
Well, that very may well be true. That's a very rough one to have to sort. All right, so some other news, guys. Good news here. Jets coach Todd Bowles said that Josh McCown will start the rest of the season. So if you have Robbie Anderson, Jermaine Kearse, kudos to you, because Josh McCown has been playing lights out football and has made those guys legit starters on your team.
But Robbie Anderson, I believe, is hurt for this week.
He did not finish practice on Thursday due to his hamstring. That's the news that I have. But
he's a burner, yeah. So something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, it's something to keep an eye on. But initial reports say he should be okay. But yeah, keep an eye out for that. So here's another thing. I was looking at defenses this week. I was trying to see who's a good streaming defense to start out there this week, because, you know, that's kind of what you do for the championship. You can't just stick true with whatever defense you got every time. I mean, yeah, there's the exception to the few. You know, Seahawks have still been a pretty good defense to throw out there. But really, you know, Vikings as well. I like Vikings defense against the Panthers this week, especially. You're going to have to stream defenses, most likely, especially, you know, for this week. My streaming defense, I've got the Jets. Jets against the Broncos. I mean,
see, if
Miami could do it, I was just going to say, if Miami could do it, I don't see how the Jets can't do it.
I don't know if we've seen Trevor Siemian perform before, so I don't know if Miami was more of a fluke than anything else. Because Miami's defense, if you look at it, is built to be a very good defense. They just underperform, and it's kind of weird how bad they are for the talent they have there.
Well, I think the Jets defense is built to be a good defense.
It is. You know. I'm not arguing you with that at all. Trevor Siemian, I'm not saying would light the Jets up, but it could be a good game. It could be a 21-28 game. So I don't know how your league scores defenses, but if you're expecting, you know, the Jets to put up 13 points for you and they get 7, don't be mad. It's still a decent defense. Mine this week would be Buffalo. They've been underperforming a lot. They're at home against Indy. Indy is terrible. In Buffalo, much like the Jets, is a defense that is, short of their D-line, it's built to be very good. They actually have a very nice young secondary that I think will exploit Brissett this week.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that one. I think it's a very good streaming defense. Another one, Packers. I mean, they're playing against the Browns. I'm not saying Packers defense is anything great, but Browns offense, I mean, they kind of stink. Even with Josh Gordon back, they still cause turnovers. So you're still going to get an interception or two, probably for the Packers, maybe a fumble recovery. And who knows? One of them could be taken back for a touchdown. I think the Packers are a good defense to go out there and grab as well.
Packers definitely not bad. I mean, that's the thing with defenses. I never own a single defense because when they're drafted, I feel like there's still meat on the board. So I always stream.
See, this year I went a little different. I do that too typically, but I just so happened to grab Panthers defense, and most of the year they've been really solid. Yeah,
they've been fine. I mean, Tennessee's defense, if they're out there, Cincy's defense, Chicago's defense. Buffalo, yeah. Green Bay.
Yeah, you got options.
Yeah, there are definitely options out there.
Right. Mike, anything to add to that? I think we pretty much kind of covered it for you.
Yeah, you know, Cincinnati would be the one I was looking at there that's available in a lot of leagues that I cannot believe. You know, they've got a really good matchup this week. I think I'm pretty confident starting them, too.
Well, here's some other news, guys. If you've been waiting to have Robert Woods back in your lineup, you might be waiting a little longer. He was sidelined at Wednesday's practice. Did any of you guys hear any news about today? I do not have it in front of me. Might be some late news that'll come in later today.
I have not.
Yeah.
See, I'm on my favorite website, and I always check this during shows just to look at like stat lines, and sometimes they post like breaking news. Nothing.
Well, like I said, I mean, listen, breaking the fourth wall here, guys. We record on a Thursday night, so this will release to you guys on Friday. So there may be some news items we do not cover here, but just you know, like I said, you guys have plenty of ways to reach out to us outside of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So do not hesitate. If there's something we have not covered, we will cover it by answering your questions. All right, so to continue on, there's some other injuries I just want to cover here real quick before we move on to previewing some of these games and storylines ahead. Greg Olsen is practicing in full this week, and Adrian Peterson was not seen at practice on Thursday. Just a couple things. Are we trusting Greg Olsen this week?
I'm not. I don't really like the matchup against Minnesota. I don't really like how he's been getting used. I mean, they're kind of nursing him back in there. I like that he's coming back. I just don't like starting him in fantasy this weekend.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree as well. I cannot trust Greg Olsen until I see him do Greg Olsen things, and that may cost you the game, and then you won't be able to use him like Greg Olsen, but that's just kind of where we are at this point with him.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yep, it sucks, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. And as I mentioned too, Adrian Peterson not practicing. There's really no fantasy value in that backfield without David Johnson. So you thought I was going to say Adrian Peterson. Nice try. yeah, there has not really been anything productive there aside from maybe a couple of games here and there. Listen, I'll tell you, speaking of production of here and there, the only time somebody had a productive back out of Arizona is when they faced me, because I played against Andre Ellington the first time he came in for, I don't know, whoever was starting at the time. And he got like a ton of points in PPR. I was like, are you kidding? Andre Ellington, the guy they haven't used in how long, is scoring against me like this? This is ridiculous. All right, so let's get into it. You know what I'm going to do, guys? I am going to pull up on our very own SleeperWire.com the SleeperWire rankings. And we're going to take a look at the rankings for this week. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right, so let's start.
By the Professor Chris.
Exactly. Professor Chris does update these rankings. There will be, of course, some of the players in tonight's game between the Saints and the Falcons. So we will not really be discussing them, although there's plenty of fantasy value to be had on those teams. But let's do it. So let's start with quarterbacks. So in this week's rankings, we have Tom Brady, Carson Wentz, Philip Rivers, Alex Smith, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, and Cam Newton rounding out your top 10 for this week. Any names in there, maybe, Max, you disagree with?
Cam Newton.
I was thinking that, too. I didn't think he would be. I don't think he'll be top 10 either.
Minnesota has been stifling really powerful offenses, and I don't consider Carolina's offense to be necessarily like a really powerful force. Carolina is one of those teams that, like, I don't think they excel at anything right now, mm-hmm. but I think they're all around good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think their defense is as good as it was a few years ago. I don't think their offense is as lethal as we thought it was going to be. But that being said, they're a good team. I just, against Minnesota, who's just playing crazy good football right now, I just don't see it.
Ooh, Alvin Kamara, nasty hit, helmet to helmet. I had to step out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. That could be huge. I mean, this is really early, guys. Maybe while we continue on the show, we can talk about it later. If he's out, that could be really bad for your fantasy championship. Oh, man, that was going to be a Michael Thomas touchdown. Anyways, I am getting distracted.
Somebody's watching football during the show.
Yeah, it happens every Thursday, especially when I do the Dash show. That's what we do. We talk fantasy and watch the Thursday
football. Oh, hey, I feel you. Monday nights, we start the recording early, and we're, it's a race. So come on, guys, 8:15. We got to hurry this up.
All right. So, yeah, I agree. Cam Newton's the odd man out for me in that matchup. What do we think of Jared Goff against the Eagles this week?
I'm not scared.
I don't like it.
All right, I don't like it.
I don't like it because Russell Wilson did well against the Eagles. Russell Wilson is one of the single most athletic quarterbacks in the NFL. Goff has been great this year, but he's not Russell Wilson.
Like, I agree.
The Seahawks won because of Superman. Like, Cam Newton, sorry, hand your cape over to Russell. That's what happened last week. And the Rams, they're a great team. They actually are an extremely good team. I see this being a good game, but more of a defensively good game.
Okay. So you don't agree then Jared Goff being a top 10 quarterback this week either?
I think he can.
Well, I mean, you have to look at what's going to be top 10. We don't like McCown. Like, I'm just going to, like, we don't like McCown really this week against Denver. They still have a good defense. I don't like Trevor Siemian. Don't like Kaiser. Don't like Tyrod because he got hit low and that knee could still be bothering him. Don't like Brissett. Don't like Cam. Don't like Dalton. Don't like Mitch Trubisky. Don't like Garoppolo. Don't like Savage.
I like Garoppolo this week. I know he's always second start, full start, but Texans.
Would you call him a top 10?
Oh, no. I wouldn't call him a top 10. I would say he'd finish in top 15.
So, top 10. So, it wouldn't be a top 10. Savage wouldn't be a top 10. Derek Carr probably won't finish top 10 because his receivers are so bad. Gabbert's not going to be a top 10. Bortles isn't going to be a top 10. Chargers defense has been great, so there's a good chance Cousins won't be a top 10. Flacco, I don't think, has been a top 10 all season. So I just listed off, like, essentially every single team besides, like, three.
What about Case Keenum?
No, I didn't list him off because I think he could be a top 10.
So, okay, so because I had an interest. Would you start Case Keenum over Jared Goff?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Philly's defense is so much more superior than Carolina's right now. And I honestly think Minnesota has better weapons than the Rams.
I agree with that. I don't think that's any. I don't think there's really a question there, to be honest.
No
maybe
doubt.
I would say Todd Gurley is superior to their running
backs. Well, I can't even say that because Todd Gurley, yes, alone is better than McKinnon or better than Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
But Latavius Murray and McKinnon, that's pretty great.
That's true. I mean, I was also going to say, though, when Dalvin Cook does come back to this offense, I don't know then if I could say Todd Gurley will be better because I just think as a whole, the offense is better than what the Rams have. You know what I'm saying? Like with Cook there, maybe. But okay, so I like that. I like Case Keenum as a top 10 option. All right, let's figure out the enigma that is Dak Prescott. Used to be highly talented as far as what the fantasy numbers would show. Would be playing lights out. Zeke Elliott leaves. Numbers tank. But he did get two touchdowns last week against the Redskins when they got the running game going. So what do we think about this week's matchup for Dak Prescott?
I like it against the Giants.
I don't like it.
All right, like it or don't like it. Well, hold on. Let's go to Mike first. Mike, what do you like about it?
I like the fact that the Giants don't scare me. I think they're going to be playing very deflated. They might come out with a new look this week with new coaching going on and things like that. But I think they're going to be more into rebuild and repair mode. I think benching Eli was just the nail in the coffin for that team spirit.
Okay. What about you, Max? You said you don't like it.
Giants are a really bad team. I see a lot of running this game. A lot of Dallas just wasting the clock. Dak has shown too many signs of weakness, honestly, to try to run the score up like most teams would. I just see a low-scoring game.
Okay. Well, let's look ahead then to the running backs. We have Alvin Kamara, who may or may not be injured at this point. Le'Veon Bell, Mark Ingram, LeSean McCoy, Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, Leonard Fournette, Devonta Freeman, Rex Burkhead, Carlos Hyde in your top 10 to make
it
work. Alvin Kamara, Le'Veon Bell, Mark Ingram, LeSean McCoy, Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, Leonard Fournette, Devonta Freeman, Rex Burkhead, Carlos Hyde. And I'll even throw in the top 12 with Lamar Miller and Kenyon Drake rounding them out.
I would take out Kenyon Drake, and I would take out Hyde, and I would put in Hunt.
Well, Hunt is here at 14.
Oh, so still, I'd bump him up. And I would put in Theo Riddick. Yeah, especially in PPR. I don't think Amir's playing this week. He was limited again at practice today. He hasn't been looking good. Theo, let's not forget, last season, the beginning before he got hurt, or maybe it was the season before, was a phenom. He was kind of doing what Kamara is doing right now. And if they went to him next week, especially with Stafford's hand being hurt, I wouldn't be shocked at all if those check down work.
But enough to be top 12. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, compared to the guys that are there, I don't like Drake. I go, let's do the same game again. I Buffalo and Indy. Yes, I'm McCoy. No one, anyone in Buffalo, because Gore and Mack, I don't trust.
Okay, what about, all right, well, hold on. What about Samaje Perine? He's 13.
Yeah, I could see Perine. Actually, yeah, Perine over.
I mean, and then you got Deion Lewis, 15.
No.
Christian McCaffrey at 16, and Alvin Kamara is being walked back to the locker room.
I don't. Christian McCaffrey is a hard maybe, but Drake's matchup against the Pats. The Pats, I know they let up a lot of yards, but it's Miami. They're very stout against Miami.
Now, you did mention that you thought the Giants-Dallas game was going to be a lot of running, so what about Alfred Morris?
I like Alfred Morris. I don't like Orleans Darkwell.
Well, I know you. Yeah, Orleans Darkwell, I don't like either. But so this could be a big game, another big game for Alfred Morris 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you? So then, yeah. I mean, so it's going to be very interesting to see how this finishes out this week. But there's a lot of great matchups here for these running backs. You know, and we talked a little bit about before, like my situation where I have five really good running backs that I could. You know, that anybody would love to have on their team at this point to play. Maybe some people getting frustrated with Kareem Hunt just because of the way things have been going with him and the way Andy Reid's been utilizing him and not playing him like he did. So, I mean, what is the situation there? Like, how do you as a Kareem Hunt owner say to yourself, okay, I'm going to start Kareem Hunt this week?
I look at his stat line and I see that he's short of maybe one game this year. He's averaging 4+ yards a carry every single week. 4+ yards, 4+ yards, 4+ yards. They're losing games because they are completely abandoning the run game. And if you look at Dallas did the same thing. Right. They needed Alfred Morris to establish himself as the run, for a run game in order to get Dak Prescott work. Alex Smith has been doing it, has been performing, I guess you could say, fantasy-wise, without Kareem establishing the run game, but they need the run game to be established. And Hunt, even though he's only getting 13 carries a game, with those 13 carries, he's getting like 50 yards. So even if he only got 50 yards in a touchdown, that's a decent day. That's an okay day for your number two back, who you probably got in the fifth round or later.
Problem is, he hasn't had a touchdown since week 5.
Yeah, and it's crazy, because he hasn't had a 100-yard game in, like, what is it, 5 games, 6 games, and yet he's still number 3 for the rushing yards in the season. That's why he is still, in my eyes, a top 5 running back. It all comes down to coaching.
The last week, on last week's show, I announced that I officially had benched Kareem Hunt, and I'm glad I did, because I benched him for Jamal Williams.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, you're going to bench Kareem Hunt for Jamal Williams, Perine, totally get it. They're the starting running backs. They're getting, you know, 15+ carries a game. If you're telling me you're gonna sit him for Derrick Henry, even though Derrick Henry, you know, he's scored a lot, he's only getting 11 carries a game.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt has the potential to get more. Derrick Henry doesn't.
Well, let's look at Kareem Hunt for a second, like, as far as where we have him in our rankings. So we have Kareem Hunt at 14, right? So let's look at the running backs below him. You know, you mentioned already, you don't really care for as much of Deion Lewis or Christian McCaffrey in comparison to him. What about Marshawn Lynch this week?
No.
Okay. What about Alfred Morris?
Over Kareem Hunt?
Yeah.
That's a yes for me.
See, that's a safety-wise, yes. If I wanted to pick safely, yes. If I'm being risky and hoping, like, who has the higher ceiling? Kareem Hunt. The lower floor right now, I believe Alfred Morris.
Okay. What about Jordan Howard?
I probably would roll out Kareem Hunt. Howard hasn't had good games 2 weeks in a row. I still think he's a fantastic running back, but Cincinnati actually has a solid defense.
Not to mention, Chicago's just not. The play calling is atrocious. So the way they're handling the offense is just unbelievably awful, and I just can't wait for a new coach.
Well, I mean, there's two things I scream when I'm on the show a lot. You need an offensive line to be good, and if a quarterback looks bad but has a terrible offensive line, I don't think they're a bad quarterback. And two, it's about the coaching. What's the coach going to do? And what we're seeing with Chicago and Jordan Howard is kind of reminiscent of what we're seeing with Andy Reid and KC, but I think Andy Reid's a better coach and hopefully will eventually come to his senses.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this season, I mean, I've soured a little on Jordan Howard, especially after such a great matchup against the 49ers. And it's not because of Jordan Howard, it's just because of the situation he's in right now. I can't trust him. So I agree with you about starting Kareem Hunt over Jordan Howard. But what about last running back here, because it rounds out the 20, is Jamal Williams. So Kareem Hunter.
Yeah, I would start Jamal Williams against the Browns. Jamal Williams, he's earned the starting spot. That's why I kind of said earlier, if you're going to start a running back who's getting the work, like even Alex Collins is a safer play than Hunt.
And he's number 21, so.
Yeah, he's a safer play than Hunt. But the issue is Hunt's ceiling is so high that if you need a home run to win, if you think your team is outmatched, I would probably start Kareem Hunt and hope that he hits. As opposed to like, oh, I'm guaranteed 15 out of Jamal, 15 out of Alfred Morris, and Hunt can get me anywhere from 10 to 30.
Yeah.
That's the way I view that. So it's one of those like, if he's a risky play right now, but he's a risky play who could potentially get you the most points.
Yeah, for me, see, I'm going to have to watch this game and see what I do, I suppose, because, you know, I'm playing tonight against, in one of my leagues, Mark Ingram and Devontae Freeman. And if Alvin Kamara is indeed hurt, I could be in some serious trouble, Mark Ingram getting a bulk of the carries. So this may be one of those times where I'm going to have to play Kareem Hunt because I need that upside.
Exactly.
So let's go over to wide receiver, though, guys. I think we covered some pretty good stuff with the running backs there. Wide receivers, you got your top 12 here again, I'll give you. Antonio Brown, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Adam Thielen, Brandon Cooks, Michael Thomas, Larry Fitzgerald, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, and Jarvis Landry. Mike, I want to go to you first with this one. Is there any wide receiver in this list of the top 12 who you don't like up there?
Not that I don't like him up there. It's just missing Josh Gordon.
And I know you're sitting there saying, Josh Gordon train.
This guy's crazy and he's on this hype train or whatever. Yep. It's not. It's that he is the same guy I used to see. He seems like he's faster. He seems even a little bit more solid. I don't know. To me, he passed every test. I'm a full go with him, and I believe he's a top 10 top 12 at the very least wide receiver this week.
Well, we have him on our list at 19, so I don't know about that one, Mike.
I think he's far too low at 19.
Far too low? You think he should be higher?
Yeah.
Where do you see Josh Gordon?
I mean, I'd have to be the top 10 list again, because you read him off pretty quick, and as good as I am at listening, I'm not that good at listening. That being said, Josh Gordon, I agree with Mike. I mean, I've been touting Josh Gordon's praises for years. I love a guy. In my eyes, he's probably definitely going to be a top 12. The targets are there. Green Bay's defense doesn't scare me that bad. So yeah. If it's a PPR, top 10. I think the work will be there. Tyreek Hill-esque style top 10, Landry style top 10, where the overall yardage might not blow you away. But hey, he had 10 receptions. If you watch last week's game, he was thrown to a trillion times. And the balls he dropped, for the most part, weren't his fault at all. And with him, the quarterback, getting another week under their belt, whoever the quarterback is, hopefully not Kaiser again. I'm confident in him, and I think he'll be fine. In PPR, I'd start him.
Yep. Brandon Cooks is one of those guys. I'm like,
I'd start him over him.
I would, but I don't think Brandon Cooks has been anything special this year. You know what I'm saying?
Like, honestly, Hogan would be a more solid pick for New England right now than Cooks if Hogan was healthy.
Yeah. Now, Larry Fitzgerald, he's been really catching fire with Blaine Gabbert, which is surprising because I thought his numbers would go down.
I so did I, but Fitzy just transcends. So I'd flip a coin with that one.
Now, you got Tyreek Hill. I still think Tyreek
Hill. I love Tyreek Hill because the multi-threat that he poses.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Tyreek Hill at start.
Okay. There we go. So right now, with that being said, we have talked about the top 10 wide receivers, excluding the receivers, of course, that are playing in tonight's current game, Julio and Michael Thomas. So let's start at 11. Mike Evans.
I don't like him there. I think I like Josh Gordon better than him, for sure.
With Winston back, I'd take Mike Evans.
Evans just hasn't been there for me this year. It looks like Kamara's coming back in.
But that also being said, I did say Gordon and Fitzgerald are on the same like field for me.
Mm. Interesting. Okay, so we're starting to see a little bit, you know, Mike more on the Josh Gordon love. And you know what? I'll be honest. I'm not a big fan of Mike Evans' play this year either. I know it's mostly been because James Winston has been hurt for most of the year, but we saw James Winston back last year and last week, and he didn't really do anything. So I can kind of see it, but I'm not seeing Josh Gordon over Mike Evans at this point. Jarvis Landry is sitting at number 12, or Josh Gordon.
Again, That's a coin flip.
Yeah, wow. Same for me. I think I like Landry by a hair, just because, I mean, the guy gets used every single game without a doubt. There's still some doubt with Gordon, but to me, it's not much.
Yeah, to me, there are tiers. Josh Gordon is like, there's elite number two receivers. Fitzgerald's an elite number two receiver. Landry's an elite number two receiver. Cooks with Gronk out this week is an elite number two receiver. Josh Gordon is an elite number two receiver. He's not going to be your number one. You're going to want your Mike Evans, your Julios, your AJs, your who, what have you. But you can roll him out confidently. These people I'm saying flip a coin on, if I had Jarvis Landry, yeah, I'd start him. If I had Josh Gordon, yeah, I'd start him.
Wow, it's impeccable, your guys' faith in Josh Gordon. I applaud you. You guys are braver than I am, I suppose. I don't know. I agree. Great game last week for him for coming back. 4 for 85. I mean, he's definitely going to be used.
Against one of the best cornerbacks in the game.
We have to, you know, the other thing that you have to keep in mind, Mike, Casey Hayward dealing with a lot of personal issues last week. He had someone in his family die earlier that week. So he had that on his mind, which, you know, our condolences, of course. So, I mean, these kind of things can make you make mental errors on that field. I can't imagine his whole head was and heart was in the game.
Yeah, I can see that, but I don't know. To me, I just felt like it was the speed of Josh Gordon. It's the size of Josh Gordon. That's what makes him so good, is he's such a huge target. And quarterbacks love him because he's so fast. I mean, I don't know. To me, I'm saying I would start him in my wide receiver one spot with zero hesitance.
I'd start him in my wide receiver two spot with zero hesitance.
Yeah. All right. And I'm good with either of those spots as long as you're starting the guy.
Okay. Well, so some other wide receivers, guys, I want to just list here for you. Before, you know, we're starting to get a little low on time. I understand that, but there's a ton of wide receivers here need to be covered. And might I just remind you all, if your answer did not get if your question did not get answered here, you can always email us sleepwire.com. We have an email there. You can email us, and you can also check us out on Sleeperbot and make sure you're there for the Sunday Blitz, because we will be there for you guys too. So do not miss out. We will be here to help you. But here's some other receivers I'm concerned about this week, guys. Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey, Doug Baldwin, Dez Bryant, Devontae Adams, Marvin Jones. Any of those guys you feel a little more confident in than the other?
You know, I'm not low on Tate or Jones unless I officially hear that Stafford isn't playing. Stafford is just one of those guys. When he's hurt, he's playing. He's still effective. He's still good. Kind of like a Ben Roethlisberger. Or something to that effect, you know, guys that can just play through things like this. So I'm fine with those guys if Stafford's in. Then I start get to worried if he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Doug Baldwin, I agree with that. I'm also not really liking much this week. I don't really see him getting used too much.
I mean, I'm still Doug Baldwin.
You got to start him, right?
You got to start him. You can't sit Doug Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I'd roll him out. You got to think Doug Baldwin's probably going to be better than whatever you put in your flex.
Except for Josh Gordon.
Well, Josh Gordon wouldn't be in your flex now, would he? He'd be a number two receiver.
That's right. I forgot that's your guys' logic. See, I have Michael Thomas and Keenan Allen as my two starting receivers. Can't start Josh Gordon over either one of them, can I?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd start him over Michael Thomas.
I would, too.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are ridiculous.
I would.
I don't like Michael Thomas.
I don't like Michael Thomas either. I don't like Saints receivers. They're just too unreliable.
Yeah, but Michael Thomas is their de facto number one receiver.
Look, because I honestly don't own a single share of Michael Thomas. I need to look at his numbers to see what he's done this year and how consistent he's been.
That's so funny because I don't either.
That's why you guys don't know, because I own shares of Michael Thomas in almost every league. Now, I will admit, disappointing in the touchdown department. But if you're going to look at what Josh Gordon did last week, this is what Michael Thomas has done just about every week.
So what you're saying is Josh Gordon is doing what Michael Thomas is ceiling.
Not really, because Michael Thomas does get more catches and, you know, some more yardage.
Yeah, but in Josh Gordon's first week in 2 years back to the NFL with a shitty quarterback on a shitty team, did what Michael Thomas averages. And no one even expected this as a or even saw this as like a quote-unquote good game for Josh Gordon. That being said, if I expect 5 points for, or five catches for 80 yards from Michael Thomas, which is fine. That's a fine day in PPR. I would expect five catches for 80 yards as a touchdown or more with Josh Gordon, because Josh Gordon doesn't have Kamara, doesn't have Ingram, doesn't have Snead, doesn't have the other targets on that team getting the ball pulled away from him. Mm-hmm. It's Gordon and it's Coleman. And Coleman was thrown to four times last week, which tells me that Josh Gordon is just going to be fed the ball, much like DeAndre Hopkins with Houston. He's fine because they just throw the ball at him as many times as they possibly can.
Well, maybe that's true. And maybe, I don't know. I mean, you guys make some fine arguments for Josh Gordon. But you
I've had 2 years to think about the argument. So.
But I just keep, yeah, and I just keep thinking about the last year we had actually seen him play.
He was about as good as Michael Thomas is right now. No, he wasn't awful. He wasn't awful. He just wasn't what he was. Like, that's the thing. He actually had an okay year, but he didn't have the year that we all saw him having. It's like when Julio Jones gets you 12 points or 13 points in the PPR. That's an okay game. But it's Julio Jones. Where's the 25 points?
Well, Julio has been a head-scratcher for sure this season in particular. Well,
even last season. Last season, he'd go from a 50-point game to a 7-point game to a 30-point game to a 0 to back to a 40. He was all over the map. And Josh Gordon actually had a consistent year in his last year. It just was not that great. He was a wide receiver. He was a high-end 3, low-end 2, which is a fine receiver to own, but we all expected him to be this number one receiver. And I blame the Browns because it's the Browns. Kind of how we all expected Isaiah Crowell to kind of do what he's doing right now at the beginning of the season, and he didn't.
Listen, I understand, but he also...
You want to bring up Christine Michael too?
I could, but then again, he doesn't play for anyone. So
whoa! He's still on Green Bay. He's just on the IR.
Okay.
For undisclosed reasons.
Undisclosed reasons. There you go. All right, guys. Let's just wrap it up real quick because we're really running out of time. But I want to get into tight ends real quick. So I'm going to list top 12. Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, Jimmy Graham, Evan Engram, Delanie Walker, Hunter Henry, Jack Doyle, Kyle Rudolph, Jason Witten, Austin Seferian Jenkins, Cameron Brait, and Jared Cook. Why we keep thinking Jared Cook could be something, I have
because
no idea.
Because he gets targeted a million times. He was hurt last week. He'll be fine. My only qualm with this whole entire list is Austin Seferian Jenkins and Stevens this week switch. Tom Savage loves his tight ends.
So you don't think Austin Seferian Jenkins has a good matchup against the Broncos?
I do, but I think he's too inconsistent.
I know he's been trailing downward these last couple weeks.
Houston loves their tight ends, and that's the only – because that list, I like it. I think it's a good list. But Houston – or even if you want to keep Seferian Jenkins in, that's fine. Maybe take Witten out because Witten's been pretty inconsistent. Yes, he's getting an uptick of the targets, but I already said I don't think – the Dallas Giants game is going to be a barn burner. I think it's going to be low scoring. So I could see that. If I'm looking at Witten or Austin Seferian Jenkins, I'd rather take a look at Stevens, who I think is going to be used, or take a look at what's his name? Seals.
Yeah, Ricky Seals Jones.
Ricky yep. Seals Jones. He's been getting a lot of work. I expect Arizona to be losing in this game, so I expect him to get work. And those are literally my only two qualms with this list. Is if I'm going to pick of those two, there's other options out there.
Zach Ertz being number two. I think I don't see that kind of a performance coming out.
Didn't Kyle Rudolph go off against the Rams?
Kyle Rudolph, I believe he had that 2-touchdown game against them.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Ertz is better than Kyle Rudolph in my humble opinion.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, just coming back from a concussion and everything, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm starting him. I mean, you can't sit the guy.
He can't sit him. You can't sit him. But what if you have Zach Ertz as your flex because you've got Jimmy Graham and you have Josh Gordon?
Buddy. Great answer, Max. Great answer.
What about Delanie Walker as your flex?
Again, Delanie
Walker's banged up, but he's still going to play this week.
He's still going to play, but at the same time, I love Josh Gordon. I drafted Josh Gordon in every single league I'm in, so... If you're trying to get me to fold, I'm not going to.
Right.
And I'm not just being stubborn. I think he's great.
Yes.
I think he's awesome. I want Seattle to get him.
I think
that, I don't know if you guys know this. I'm a Seattle homer.
I think there's 10% stubborn.
But even with Jimmy Graham, though, and the only reason I say this, and this is actually why I kind of said Baldwin earlier, Ramsey, do not be shocked if he shadows Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham is the Seahawks' number one receiver.
True.
And you're so right. Jacksonville's a great secondary, but I feel like they're going to do a lot to shut down Graham.
You're right. Very possible. Very possible. Well, guys, I hate to be the bearer of the bad news.
Oh, man.
But we are running out of time.
Out. Officially We're out.
Officially out. So, guys, I hope we helped you guys with some of your questions tonight. I know we didn't get to every single player and every single kind of stat line or matchup, but the good news for you guys is there's plenty of space places to reach out to us. One of them being that you could reach out to us on Sleeperbot. I have my tag name at SW Nick. What about you, Max? Where can they reach out to you?
Sleeperbot at Max SW. I tried to get back on the fantasy life. I got a new phone and I cannot log in at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I agree. I can't really get in there either. So I am strictly on Sleeperbot right now, guys. Sorry. What about you, Mike? You are available on Sleeperbot as well?
Yeah, you can find me at Dirty Jobs.
There you go, at Dirty Jobs. So, guys, reach out to us. We also have Twitters as well. I'm at Sleeperwire Nick. Max?
I am Twitterless Max because I don't know my password. Hey, Mike, what's your Twitter?
At DrKane21.
Yeah. And please, guys, go to sleeperwire.com. And one last thing, don't just go there for the great rankings and the, you know, all for all of our great shows and all that. You know, we love that you come there for that, but don't just go there for that. Go there because we have our dear friend Rob, who has his GoFundMe page up on there, who really needs the help, guys. I mean, he is suffering from chronic Lyme disease. And in case you don't know what that is or not really too familiar with chronic Lyme disease at all, you can check out one of our older episodes that has me interviewing Rob's dad and Judith Wieg, who is head of Lyme Disease United Coalition. So please go listen to that episode. Get yourself familiarized with Rob's story and chronic Lyme disease and how you can help him and maybe even help out others with that suffer from that disease. But please, please go help our friend Rob. He really needs it. All right, guys. Well, that's it. Good luck to everybody in their playoffs this week. It is a huge week for everybody, and I hope everybody who's listening gets to make it through.
Me too.
Absolutely.
But if you do make it, you got to give us a cut, just saying.
That's it, right.
Throw us 10%. Give it the trophy, saw the arm off or something. If it's cash, I'll send you my PayPal. Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, give us a physical piece of that trophy. We don't want the cash, just physical piece of that trophy. Because then what we're going to do is build a trophy out of your physical pieces of that trophy.
Oh, my God, a super trophy.
That's the best idea I've ever heard ever. I want this to happen now. Send us your trophy pieces so we can build a mega trophy.
And then we could the mega trophy could be the trophy we mail each other every single year when whoever wins the league gets it.
There
oh, my God, I want a super trophy. Nick, way to ruin my life because I need a super trophy now.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're welcome for coming up with a super trophy because you wouldn't have even known you needed it in your life in the first place.
Well, all you lovely fans out there, we need you to help us get this in motion.
Yes, email us, sleepwire@gmail.com, or on our main Twitter. Go to our Twitter at Sleepwire Show and reach out to us about possibly sending us a piece of your trophy.
We I mean, even if it's just a little piece, like, whoops, sorry, guys, I kind of broke the corner off. I chipped it on the thing. No, you figure out your excuse for your league later. Send us the piece.
Right. We'll have hot glue. We'll have hot glue ready to put it all together. All right, guys, we are really out of time now. So for Mike and Max, I'm Nick Summerall saying so long, everybody. Good night.
Peace.
Mega trophy.
Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire.